All these years I've been helping people. This is my DNA. I've been helping people all along. I've gone beyond call of duty to help people. I think that I have made a meaningful contribution to my country.
Vivian Patricia James Castro, recipient of this year's national honors and awards. Born in the small community of Macatree in St. Catherine on March 30, 1949, Mrs. Castro is one of four children. Growing up, she developed a passion for helping others, hence her desire to become a civil servant.
All along, I'd always wanted to join the government. As a matter of fact, I wanted to become a nurse or a teacher. Then I said I would join the government service, stay a little while, earn a little money, and then go on and get a profession. But I got caught up in the government service and I just stuck it out.
Mrs. Castro joined the government service in 1968, working as a stenotypist at the Board of Supervision. That facility was later merged with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security in 1974, and Mrs. Castro was assigned to the claims section of the National Insurance Scheme, where she was mandated to process benefits for pensioners. Thereafter, she was promoted to the position of NIS Inspector.
My job entails visiting all these business places, these employers, and see to it that their business is registered, and see to it that the employees are registered, have NIS numbers. The correct amount of NIS is deducted from their salary. It is paid over in time to the collector of taxes, and annual returns are submitted annually by the 13th of March each year to the collector of taxes.
Mrs. Castro boasts several achievements during her time in the civil service, one of which is her role in encouraging both employers and employees to contribute to the NIS.
My achievements, which I am very proud of, is that during these years working on the road, I've encouraged the employers to pay up their NIS. And I'm seeing it now that a lot of them, majority of them, have retired and are getting their benefits. I'm the same one that they call on to assist them in getting their benefits.
Mrs. Castro says many times she went beyond the call of duty to help persons access their NIS benefits.
I've gone to get the application, go to the office, look about their pension, and when it is approved, I go to the office, take their checks, pension books, and take it to them. These are elderly people. Take the pension books to their homes. It's sometimes outside of my work scope. Sometimes I do it even Saturdays.
Now retired, Mrs. Castro continues to volunteer her services in helping persons with their NIS benefits. Widow Lisa Campbell of downtown Kingston is one of several persons who have been helped by Mrs. Castro.
My daughter's father died, and through Mrs. Castro, we got through with her widow's pension. And getting through the widow's pension, she always told me that I must leave back something for my daughter, because she was in primary school, and I must leave back something for her to go to high school. And she got through with her GSAT and went to Immaculate, and now she's at the University of the West Indies in medicine.
Her work has not gone unnoticed. On Monday, October 20, National Heroes Day, she will be presented with her insignia, indicating the badge of honor for long and faithful service.
She deserves it. She's a nice lady, because she always calls and keeps in touch with us, so I'm okay and so. So I think she deserves it.
No doubt, Mrs. Castro is happy for the recognition.
I feel good that my work, whatever I've done, has been recognized. So I feel a sense of accomplishment.
Vivian Patricia James Castro, 2014 recipient of the Badge of Honor for long and faithful service.
Remember to open your windows during fogging. Wear light-colored clothing and cover your body as much as possible. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.